few fast and or tricky Little Walter licks. We'll start this section off with a fast one that Walter played from time to time on boogies. What it involves is pre-bending a note and releasing it up to its regular pitch, then moving the harp one hole higher and inhaling. It's kind of like this. If you take hole number three and start at pre-bent but release it up to its pitch, and then move the harp over very quickly to hole four draw. And when you do that quickly, you get... You hear that? Yeah, it's cool. And after it works on the three and four in that manner, you just move up one hole and do the same thing on holes four and five, playing the same pattern. That is, pre-bending hole four, bringing it up to pitch, and sliding it over to hole five. Once again, to help illustrate the timing, I'm going to record some guitar on the left channel. This is lick 27. One, two, a one, two, three. So next up now is a verse from the tune Rollin' and Tumblin'. This is lick number 28. The following three tunes are fast licks that Little Walter played on Muddy Waters' Tour de Force 78, Evans Shuffle. This one was recorded in 1950, and the original is a really perfect example of Walter's mastery of acoustic blues harp. First comes the basic rhythm, and then come a couple of variations. You might want to note during the basic rhythm how the root note switches back and forth between two draw and three blow. This enables a player to get their breath back and to go a little faster. Here we have lick 29. Here's another from Evans Shuffle. This is lick number 30. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. And now another from Evans Shuffle, lick number 31. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now we come into a few quick shuffle-paced licks. This is lick number 32. One, two, three, four, one, two, three. I'm going to play that a little slower. Yeah. Now, this is one that'll give your tongue kind of a workout. If you're using a wooden combed harp, like a marine band or a blues harp, it's maybe best to try this on a newer harp, one which doesn't have a swollen comb. What you're going to do is all tongue splits, including a tongue split slide that goes up the harp. This is lick 33. And now, here's lick 34. And a little bit slower, that would be. This next one is not all that tricky, but it's just a great timing thing that Little Walter did on Muddy Waters' 1954 recording of Just to Be With You. This is lick 35. One, two, three, four. And now here's another fast one you might like. This is lick number 36. Now I'll play that a little slower. That gets us to lick 37, and although this book concentrates almost entirely on diatonic harp, just to muddy up the waters a little bit, I'm going to include one and only one chromatic lick. Now, I'm putting little quotes around the word chromatic, because rather than using a normal solo-tuned chrome, Little Walter used a Richter-tuned Koch chromatic on one song, and that song was, "Ooh, baby, you're going to miss me when I'm gone." On this song, the slide button is in most of the time, and I'm playing a C Koch chromatic cross position with the slide button in. This results in the key of G sharp or A flat. This is lick 37. Well, that gets us into some big